One of the things that God has been speaking, and I'm still unpacking some of the stuff that he's saying concerning the next season that we're entering into, but one of the things that he said to me, that this will be a year of repositioning for the greater. Repositioning for a greater release. Repositioning for a greater revelation. Repositioning so that you can be in the right alignment to receive everything that he has for you. For some, it's just a totally new position, and it's going to feel a little strange because you didn't think that was the place for you, but God says this is the place for you in this season. For others, it's a moving back into a place because you moved out. If you moved out of position because of circumstances, because you were listening to the lies of the enemy, whatever that is, God says, I'm moving you back in to position. And for some, you've been like, I don't have a clue what position I'm supposed to be in. It's going to become clear to you now in this new season. He's repositioning us for the greater release of his power and the greater release of his glory, the greater release of the supernatural, the greater release of your gifts inside of you. He's repositioning us.
Thank you, Lord.
I also heard God say, this is the year of yes.
Glory to God. Glory.
This is the year of be it unto me according to your word. And then just listening and obeying and keeping in step with God. And you're going to see my favorite scripture, Luke 1:45. You believe, because you believe, you will see a fulfillment. A fulfillment means there are a whole lot of other fulfillments to come. But you will see a fulfillment of those things the Lord has told you.
Hallelujah.
Just
Hallelujah.
Say yes. It unto me according to your word. Be it unto me. And for somebody, I just keep hearing this. Go back to the first word he gave you.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Go back to the first thing he spoke to you.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
The deal is still on. Repositioning for the greater. Repositioning for restoration. Repositioning for release.
Bless you, Lord.
Our year of yes.
Amen.
And our year of greater manifestation.
Thank you, Lord.
Prepare for it.
Bless you, Lord.
It's to make room for it.
Hallelujah.
We've already gotten the word about abundance. It's still a year of access, acceleration, and abundance. It's still a year of aggressive kingdom advancement. Make room, make room, make room for the abundance that is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Make preparation.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
And raise your expectations higher than it has ever been before.
Thank you.
We talk about God doing unprecedented things this year, y'all.
Glory to God.
He's going to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask, think, dream, imagine. Just kind of pops into our head. And what he does is going to exceed abundant. You got abundant, that's enough. That's pretty good, right? But then he said, I'm going to exceed that. I'm going to go above your abundance. I'm exceeding abundant. Above everything that you ask, think, dream, imagine. This is the year. Ah, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let go of all those failures. All the times you tried and it didn't work. God said, I'm resurrecting dreams.
Come on.
Will bring them to pass.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So let's get ready, y'all. Yes. Individually, as a body, get in place, get where you're supposed to be to receive what you got. It's a time of strategic alignment in order to receive the greater.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And if you receive that word, just say, I'm ready, God.
Yes, I'm ready, God.
Be it unto me according to your word.
To share what's on my heart.
Hallelujah.
Regarding going into this next year. And I want y'all to really, really hear me, because this is not an indictment on anyone, but it's a word of encouragement to really not just help individuals, but as a collective body, to help us really shift some things. And not just for our lives, but for the generations. Many of you all know I work in education. Some of you all don't know I also do real estate. In the past few weeks, more intently the past few days, the Lord has just shown me all these strategies and all of these initiatives and all of these things that He is wanting to do for you and for me. Sometimes we read about it, sometimes we see it on TV, but we may not always know people that have experienced it or walked in it or believed for ourselves. I just want to share a few things that have happened to people in this house. Their testimony that the Lord allowed me to be a part of the process. 2 years ago, someone in this house asked me to put their condo on the market, and I told them I would. I went, I did a walkthrough, and I asked them how much did they want to sell it for. And they told me, and I said, okay, well, let's raise the price about $30,000. She was like, are you sure? I was like, it's a number. It's either going to sell or it's not. The value is up to the buyer. Took a couple of weeks. Didn't sell for $30,000 over, but it did sell for $25,000 over. And that's $25,000 more that went right in their pocket. A few weeks later, someone else in this house came to me and asked me to put their home on the market. First thing they said was, it's not worth much. Sight unseen, how much you gonna sell it for? Okay, I'll go down there and see it. I was like, I'm letting you know now, if you sell it for that much money, which was pretty low ball, I will find the money and I'll buy it myself. I said, let's double it. She was like, no, it's not worth that much. I said, the house may not be worth that much, but the value is in the land. What you have here is prime real estate that people can't get at that price. So whether they come and tear it down, come and rehab it, that's not up to you. You just want to sell it. So let's double the price and put it on the market. Within 45 minutes of putting it on the market, I got a call from the management in the broker's office asking what is going on, because their phones were ringing off the hook of people wanting to purchase it. 5 minutes after listing, I got a call from someone in California, said, I'll buy it cash offer, I'll close in 2 weeks. And she got another offer and another offer and another offer, to the point it was overwhelming her. Last year, I started working with a couple. That was their biggest dream, is to own a home. the first thing they said, but our credit is not where we needed to be. Can't fix something unless you know what you're dealing with, so let's figure out what you got. Denied by this bank, this credit union, this bank, this financial institution, this bank. And for me, that much denial became personal. So I called my supervisor and I'm like, Carrie, we have to help these people. Who can help? She said, I only know one person in the city. She's going to shoot straight from the hip. She's not going to waste your time. She's going to tell you yes or no. So I called her. I said, look, this is what we're dealing with. I'm letting you know these are their credit scores. This is how long they've been on their jobs. I said, they are people of faith. They are faithful. And I have never known a couple who deserves it more in their lives in this season. She said, give me 3 months with them. About 2.5 months into it, the young lady called me and said, I got an approval letter today. What does this mean? I said, it means you can go find your house. We looked at 2 houses, and she came back and she said, my husband doesn't want to buy anybody's house. He wants to build his own. Put in on a contract in January. They moved into their newly built home about 15 minutes from here a few weeks ago. This has been a number of years ago, and I apologize, Pastor Jamal, but I just want to share something. Some years ago, Pastor Deborah and I were taking a class, and I don't even, it was so many classes, I don't even remember which one this was. But there is one of the teachers were saying he was just driving down the road, he was talking, saw some land for sale, and kept going. He said, the Lord dropped it in a spirit, go back. He said he had already passed the exit, so he had to drive until he came to another exit, get off, go all the way back up the highway, get back on and go down and get off where the land was. A number of acres of land, $10,000. Put in a bid, purchased the land. He said he had the land so long he had forgot about it several times and almost had it taken away because he kept forgetting to pay the taxes on it. Fast forward a few years later, he gets a call. Somebody wants to buy the land. The Lord put a certain number in his spirit. They were like, no. He said, I believe it was like $1.3, $1.4 million for some $10,000 land he purchased. They were like, no, $1 million. He is like, no, $1.4, $1.3, no, $1 million. So he said, he finally stopped playing the game, prayed about it, and he went back and he asked them, what are you going to do with the land? They said, we're going to build high-rise condos, and this was a number of years ago, starting at $350,000. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll sell you the land for $1 million if you give me a condo, if you throw in a condo for me for free. They said, deal. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what your credit score is. As people of God, I just believe going into this next year, we're going to have to possess the land. We're going to have to own the land so we can dictate what ministries and what businesses and what families live on the land. There is money out there. There is a major bank that just partnered with a developer that said, we're going to buy $1 billion worth of rental properties. So we already know who that's going to impact the most. is going to be those that need it the most. We need those that have a heart, those that understand the word of God, those that have strategies, those that are able to go in and possess the land so that we can really begin to do ministry and change lives. And so I just encourage you, ask the Lord what that strategy means for you. If you already own a home, ask the Lord, what do I need to do, Lord, to increase the value of my home? I got a call back in June. Someone asked me to sell their house. First thing I did was looked it up. They bought it 2 years ago. Traditionally, you say, well, you don't have much equity in your house because you have not had it long enough. She bought it for about $350,000. Well, we sold it for over $500,000. God is doing some things and moving, and it's all about your faith and what he wants to do in the land. And so whatever you need to do, whether it's a land, whether it's house, whether it's commercial, let's take ownership next year.
Hallelujah. I just sense in this moment there's new wineskins being constructed. Many of you have been praying, or many of the people watching have been praying for new wine and fresh oil. The Holy Spirit is giving new wineskins so you can receive the fresh wine and the fresh oil. Just receive it right now. Receive it. Physical bodies are being healed right now. Not just aches and pains, but major ailments are being healed right now. Glory. Glory. Fresh insight is being released right now. Some of you just need to look again with fresh eyes. Hallelujah. And I hear Holy Spirit saying, it's not that you've been looking at it wrongly, but you need to look again because there's something else that's going to be revealed when you look this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shia daraboko shandaraboso. Heshonda basoko. 2023 is a launching season for many. And for those you seem like you've been stretched and pulled, it's only because you are feeling what's like a slingshot effect. You've been pulled and stretched for the launch. And this launch is going to propel you further into purposes and destiny than even you anticipated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to share with you what the Lord has been speaking to me about 2023. He told me three things that are all interconnected. We can bring the track down just a little bit. He told me three things that are interconnected. The first thing he said is 2023 is a, not the year, but a year of. Because a lot of times we say it's the year as if what God is doing in that year is stopping. But he said this is going to be a year of, meaning it's going to be a continuation of something. but going into 2024, it's going to also continue. He said, this is the first thing, it's a phrase. He said, active faith, active gifts, and the now supernatural. This is a time where you will have to walk in the active faith. You cannot just talk faith, read about faith, but this is the time for the active exercising of your faith. Also, 2023 has to be the year where you actively exercise your gifts. No more searching and trying to discover what your gifts are. No more being scared to step into your gifts. Your gifts must be activated and utilized. And then he also said, now supernatural. This is the time of the supernatural, and it is now. It is not for the future. It is not for you to put off in the future. It is not for you to dwell on how God moved in the past. It is for you to embrace that the supernatural is your normal, and it is happening now. God is purposing to work through you signs, wonders, and miracles. And he enforces his covenant for you, which is a big difference. And so this is the time of active faith, active gifts, and the now supernatural. He said it's happening. The supernatural is our normal and our normal way of life. We must actively exercise our faith, not because of external conditions, but because of positions and positioning. There will be a demand for the gifts that God has placed in you and the gifts that you are to other people. And so there is a demand for the gift that's in you as well as the gift that you are. And so you have to be active. The second thing he said to me, which was more prevalent than the first, he said 2023 is a year of greatness. He said he is making our name great. According to Genesis 12, verse 2, and I'm actually going to read that because he said it's a promise that's given to Abraham, and God is fulfilling not only his covenant to Abraham through us, but also the covenant of Christ to us and through us. So if he did not make our name great, he would not be fulfilling his covenant that he made back with Abraham. So in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, it says, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And so God is making our name great. Say, make my name great. And so this is the year of greatness. This is the year where people will know your name. They will seek you out. They will say they've heard of you. They will ask who you are. They will want to be in your company because God is making your name great. Now, in conjunction with God making your name great, 2023 is the year of the greatness of God. God is being exalted and will be exalted in 2023 like never before. The name of Jesus will be exalted. The power of God will be exalted. The glory of God will be clearly demonstrated. There would not be any confusion about who God is. He will demonstrate the greatness of his power and the greatness of the kingdom in 2023. And so you want to be in position because God is going to use you as an instrument to make his name great, which in turn is going to cause your name to be made great. This is still the time of Isaiah 60 where he says, arise and shine because the glory of the Lord is upon you. And because this glory is upon you, the supernatural will happen because everything in the glory is supernatural. The essence of who God is his glory. We don't give him glory, he is glory. And so in this time of glory, his name is being made great. And that's what Jesus prayed in John 12 and 28. He said, Father, glorify your name. And so this is the time where the Father is glorifying his name. You're going to see a lot of prophetic confrontations, a lot of spiritual confrontations, and you're going to see a lot of exercising of the greatness of God. Now, these confrontations should not have you overly sensitive to demonic activity where everything is a demon. But I'm telling you, God is going to exercise his power in supernatural ways to a world that's hungry for the supernatural. He's making his name great. The greatness of his name is going to be demonstrated in 2023 in a greater measure. And then he's also making your name great, fulfilling his covenant to Abraham. And then the last thing he said, your success is inevitable. Your success is inevitable. Now, I'm like, okay, what does the word inevitable mean? It means, and I'm not teaching this now, I'm just kind of giving it to you. Inevitable means unable to be avoided, unable to be evaded, unable to be escaped. It is certain, it is fated, it is sure to occur, sure to happen, sure to come, and unalterable. Your success cannot be avoided, cannot be evaded, cannot be escaped. It is for certain, it is fated, it is sure to occur, it's going to happen, it's going to come, and it is unalterable. Say inevitable success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And all of these things, they build and stack upon each other. Did you notice that? And it's a continuation of what we've been hearing all year about aggressive kingdom advancement, about increased wisdom, increased stature, and increased favor. God is adding to that. This is the year of greatness and a year of inevitable success. No one will be able to function at the degree that you do because of the greatness of God on your life. No one will be able to do what you do because of the greatness of God on your life. What you're going to do this year, and I hear Holy Spirit speaking this even in this moment, what you're going to do this year is going to be unprecedented. There isn't a model for it in the earth because you're going to be operating in uncharted territory that has yet to be documented, but you are the one who will cause people to document it. A lot of people are talking about trailblazing and making history, but this is truly the time where you will live up to that word of blazing a trail and making history. Earlier when we started prayer, when we started the time tonight, I heard the sound of rumbling. And remember I was saying I could hear rumbling in the spirit, and it was movement. And it was aggressive movement, but it wasn't warfare. Because a lot of times when we sense and recognize aggressive movement of the spirit, we think it's spiritual warfare. Sometimes it's just the triumphant entry and the triumphant movement of the kingdom of God. And so I'm telling you, expect the triumphant movement of the kingdom of God in your life this year as you walk in greatness. And so some of you, your toil is over. Your fighting is over. Your warfare is over. I decree and declare rest on every side, like Solomon experienced, no adversary and no misfortune. And some of you have said, well, God told me I have an anointing like David. You do. You are a warrior, a psalmist, and a priest, and all of that like David was. But guess what? There came a place in his life where the scripture said he had rest on every side and rest from his enemies. And at that time, he wanted to build the temple. And that's when Nathan the prophet said, nope, your son's going to do it. So don't think you're going to always have to fight. Because this is the year of God demonstrating his greatness, where there are some things we won't have to fight because the Lord is setting ambushments. We're going to be like Jehoshaphat, and we're just going to walk down saying, great is the Lord. Because his mercy endures forever, and we're going to see the enemy is going to fight themselves and smite themselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you receive that prophetic utterance? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, of course, we're going to unpack this more, and our apostle is going to unpack more. I'm just give you a sneak peek. I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to share his prophetic utterance, but what he shared, what he said to me was this. This is still the year of aggressive kingdom advancement, but it's the next level. So just be prepared for AKA the next level. Hallelujah. Now, I wanted to drop that in your spirit in this moment so you can see how everything that was said tonight ties together. And so as we leave this space in a couple of minutes, that you continue to pray into it. It's one thing to hear a word and to think, oh, my God, that's the theme for the year, and see the banner and all the marketing that we'll do with it. It's another thing to receive and walk in it. This year, we're not about themes. We're not about, well, we are going to do good marketing. But it's going to be about us walking it out. Say walking it out. Say walk it out. Please, when I wasn't saved, there was a rap song that said, walk it like I talk it. I'm telling you, this is the year where we walk it like we talk it. This is not the year of religion or fads or just motivational speeches. This is the year of the demonstration of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And he's purposing to use each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. That's a me too. Just say me too. He's about to use me too. He's about to use me too. This is the year that I'm a challenge you even tonight, that when you go home and before you start watching whatever you watch to count in the new year, somebody's going to go home and go to sleep and sleep in the new year and all of that stuff. Before you do that, ask God, what is the specific word to me for 2023? Not only do you want to come and hear what God is saying as a body, but I want you to begin to incline your ear to hear what he's going to say to you about 2023. Because I believe once you ask the question, you're going to get strategy and you're going to get direction that you've been seeking. You're going to get the peace that's been evading you because you haven't asked the question. I hear Holy Spirit saying right now, some have not because they have asked not. Hallelujah. This is the year when, this is the year when you activate your gifts and there is a greater demand on you to be a prophetic person, where you stop asking people what is the Lord saying and asking people their opinion and asking people for their advice and hearing Holy Spirit speak to you. This is the time where you stop chasing prophets and you chase his presence. And I'm a prophet, and I'm okay with prophesying to any and everybody, but I'm telling you, this is the time where you get rightly aligned with God, and you chase his presence and hear his voice, because people are about to chase you. You cannot be found by the people who are chasing you if you are chasing someone else. Hallelujah. Say greatness. So it's time for a greater intimacy with Holy Spirit. Greater intimacy. Greater intimacy. Greater intimacy. Soaking in his presence. Being still before the Lord. Praying in the Spirit. Not waiting on the praise team or the worship team to get on the mic and tell you, let's give God praise. Not waiting to 10:45 because you know we started at 10:30 and we're already, you know, in. Because you know we'll get to a place and stay there. You're thinking, oh, I can get there and just catch the tail end. No, you're not. Mm. Because the way God is moving, you catch the tail end, you're going to really miss what happened at the beginning. You miss the prophetic words. You miss the supernatural sign of somebody getting healed. You miss the angelic visitation. You miss the glory cloud. And you walk in and be like, well, what's happening? I'm telling you, this is the year where you have to allow your hunger to increase and you have to shake off complacency and you have to recognize complacency is of the enemy. He's been trying to rock you to sleep. He's been trying to, you know, coddle you to sleep and get you to be a sleeper when the scripture says, awake, O sleeper. Glory to God. 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 This is our year. This is your year of greatness. This is a year of greatness because it's not going to stop in 2023. Let me just give you, the scripture says that he will give us, tell us the things of the future, right? So I'm going to tell you 2024, you're going to still be experiencing greatness. You're still going to be experiencing greatness. You're still going to be walking in the blessing. And I tell you, by this time, 2023, you're going to look back and be like, man, look how far I am from where I started. You're going to see notable progress in every aspect. And a lot of times when people hear a prophetic word like this, they think about just finances or one area. I'm telling you, there is a shalom type of prosperity that's being released right now for you. You're going to see notable progress in your family, in your finances, in your health, in your spiritual health, in your physical health, in your mental health. Everything concerning you, even your pets are going to start to act a little different because any and everything connected to you, you're going to see notable progress. Your grass is going to look a little greener because I'm telling you, because the anointing and the glory of God is resting on you and everything you own. Hallelujah. And I just sensed prophetically, the Holy Spirit told me to tell somebody, somebody's dealing with a legal matter and with dealing with their finances. And Holy Spirit said, it's settled. It's settled. Okay, we got to go. We're 8 minutes past our time. But let me give you this, because he also gave me a prophetic warning along with everything else he said about greatness. He said, do not set your heart upon the success and the fame that's coming. So that tells me, one, the success is inevitable. And it's going to be so much where we could set our hearts on it and allow pride to sink in if we're not careful. So heed the prophetic warning from 2 Chronicles 26 that Apostle taught on. But also Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 14. And I'm going to read that real quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because here's the thing. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Because we all read this one verse in Deuteronomy 8. And you could probably all quote it to me. It says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, because it is he who has what? Giving us the power to do what? Get wealth. We all quote that part. And the rest of it says that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to our fathers. He's confirming his covenant by giving us the ability to get wealth. But here's what he said. If you back up right before that and go to verse 11, he says, beware that you do not forget the Lord, your God, by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Meaning you must follow the word. You must follow the written word and the rhema word. If he spoke something, told you to do it, you need to do it swiftly. And then he says, otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied, have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, when your silver and gold multiply, and when all that you have, here's that word again, multiplies, It says, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out the land of Egypt. So as this success is inevitable, don't set your heart on it. Continue to pursue his presence. Glory to God. Y'all receive that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.